Dr. Richard Girton joins me from Bryant and Stratton College as we mark Nurses Month here in Western New York. And Rich, first question, what motivated Bryant and Stratton to start a nursing program here?
Well, it's actually a long story. Bryant and Stratton has, been in business since 1854. Started out with businesses and that type of thing, trying to help the community. Well, since 2005, nursing has been a very big part of the whole Bryant and Stratton system, from Wisconsin, Ohio, New York, and Virginia. We started in New York as the last piece of it. We started in Wisconsin, went to Ohio, went to Virginia, now came to New York. And a lot of it is we get a lot of feedback from both healthcare facilities and businesses looking for work. You know, a lot of, whether it's at the RN level or the medical administration level. So this has been planned over time, but New York's operating system of the Office of Professions is very different from the rest of the country. Its process takes a good 18 to 20 months. So we've been open now about a year.
And how long does it take for someone to earn their bachelor's of science degree in nursing?
Well, at anyone, it takes 8 semesters. But so in a regular university level, that's 4 years because they take summers off. Well, Bryant and Stratton doesn't do that. We do continuous enrollment. So we threw 3 cohorts a year. So if you start now, you could finish in 32 months.
Now, Bryant and Stratton, as you said, 4 states, 16 campuses, plus online that all offer nursing programs. What does that say about the college's commitment to nursing education?
Well, it was strong to begin with, but I think obviously what's happened in the country over the last 15 or 20 years, and COVID, I think, really opened up everybody's eyes that clearly we don't have enough supply to meet the demand for nursing. So as Bryant and Stratton's been moving away from more just a business oriented to a more academic sphere, that's why it offers medical assistance, it offers physical therapy assistance, it offers coding, all these healthcare programs, with nursing being at the pinnacle of that right now, at least in the undergraduate level. So And we're producing, Syracuse is one of our sister companies. They have about 250 students, and they graduate about 80 a year.
Now, in Western New York, which of the campuses has the nursing program?
Orchard Park.
Orchard Park, the South Campus. What makes the Bryant and Stratton's nursing program stand out from the other programs in the area?
Well, it's something I talk about a lot because I do a lot of information sessions, and I talk to a lot of different people. Bryant and Stratton's mission is very different than others because we put the student first. We put them in the center of the core, and we surround layers upon layers of support. We want to see our students succeed. We don't want to see them survive nursing school. We want to see them succeed and become the best professional nurses in Western New York.
And if someone's interested in learning more about the program, what do they need to do?
They should go to our website because they can sign up for information sessions, which we do 3 or 4 times a month. It takes about 35, 40 minutes. That starts the whole process going. Our admissions people are there. We just finished up our latest cohort, which starts in May. It has 41 students. We do 40 to 45 students 3 times a year. So, and we're getting way more applicants than the 40. But we're all set for May, and we've got about 10 waiting now for September.
All right, Dr. Richard Girton of Bryant and Stratton College, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.